Cheeky Run Club recognises that every day we live, work and run on Aboriginal land. Welcome to episode 4 of Cheeky Run Club, the social running podcast and community for your everyday amateur runner. Hello, Anna.
Hello, Phoebe.
And hello, listeners.
Today, we're going to talk about pre-run routines. What they are, do we really need to have them, and we'll go through our own pre-run routines.
We're then going to dive into our favourite crowdsourced running recs and finish off with our weekly weapon. But before that, what was your best run of the week?
My best run of the week, there's not a whole heap of options. On Tuesday morning, we did a track session, as usual, down at Olympic Park near the Yarra River in Melbourne. And it was so fun. Three of our friends joined in on my session, which was so nice because they were sticking with me and being very encouraging. And yeah, it was just good vibes. It was a really nice sunrise.
Yeah.
It was
pumping.
Yeah. We got to try on some new shoes and there was like a coffee cart down there. So it was very good. What about you?
My best run of the week was on Sunday. I went up to Brisbane on the weekend and on Sunday morning I went for a run with my sister, which is a very rare occurrence because we live in different cities and she has two little boys and so she's very busy, doesn't often get time for runs. And my sister's name's Sophie. Running with Sophie is just like the biggest treat and I'm always so grateful for it. It feels like such special time. I feel like running is always something that we've done together kind of over our lives.
Yeah.
I remember when I like first moved to uni and I moved to Brisbane and she like showed me all the running routes and I thought it was so special to like get to go, you know, my big sister's coming to college to take me for a run. And so still now getting to run with her is just like, it feels very special. So
that's so nice.
Yeah.
It's nice having that connection with some people that is sort of like years past, but it's like very reminiscent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's so funny. She's like, oh no, I'm too slow. I'm going to put my headphones in. We're not going to chat. I'm like, no worries. That's fine. I just want to run with you.
Yeah, yeah.
And then every 3 seconds she's like, headphones out. So I've had this idea, like run, run, run. I'm like, okay, so you're fine.
Give me the headphones.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So yeah, that was lovely.
Yeah, that sounds so nice.
Worst run of the week.
Worst run of the week.
Or running related.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't have a worst run of the week because I was trying to be a good athlete and go to the gym to do some rehab or prehab on Wednesday morning. I would have much rather had gone for a run or even a swim. A few of us do a swim squad on Wednesday mornings. Shout out to the chili squad. But yes, I was like, oh, I only have time this week to do my gym strength stuff Wednesday morning. So I'll go do that and meet everyone out for coffee afterwards. I literally walked into the gym, went over to the trap bar pole, I guess you'd call it. Yeah. Anyway, bent down to place it on the ground and I've done something to my back. Like there wasn't even any weight on it. So I've literally just bent down to put it on the ground and then something twinged in my back and then I stood back up and tried to walk and I could barely walk. So that happened Wednesday morning. And then I rode to work, thought everything would kind of be okay. It wasn't. I had to go home from work. I work in the hospital and there's quite a lot of walking around and bending and that kind of thing. If I hunched over and leant all the way across to my right side, then it felt okay. But it was just any movement aside
from
that. I've never done my back properly before. It is so debilitating.
Yeah.
So yeah, the last 2 days I've actually just been lying down. As you saw before, I can stand up straight now.
Walk.
I can walk.
Straight back.
Yep. So we're getting there. Anyway, that's not even a run.
Do you know why it happened?
Well, the doctor was saying she thinks must have a, what did she call it? She didn't say weak glutes.
Okay,
she said a weak trunk. I'm like, okay.
Weak trunk.
Anyway, so I've got to strengthen my trunk.
Your trunk. Is that your core? Is that the whole?
I was a bit perplexed by the whole thing.
Trunk.
But I think it's just the whole lot, the whole shebang. But anyway, hopefully I'll be running in the next few days.
How has your headspace been?
Yeah, I've really struggled.
Yeah.
I was talking to my mum about this and I think it's because I've just had a couple of things happen recently that then I kind of feel like I like can't catch a break in a sense. But then, yeah, I keep trying to remind myself. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
It's fine, which I know it is. But yeah, being in pain is just not fun.
Oh, yeah.
It's so tiring as well.
Yeah.
Anyway. Enough of that. What was your worst run of the week?
Well, mine isn't. I don't want to complain because I'm very grateful that I am running and feeling pretty good.
Lovely.
My worst run of the week was this morning.
Did you miss me?
Yeah. I was doing a session and it was an enjoyable enough run. There was nothing bad about it. But I have only just been getting back into sessions, as you know. And this morning I was doing a 5K tempo. So 5K at like effort, but not full blown effort. Yeah. And I had in my head an idea of like the pace I'd be doing that was like a fair bit back from where, or a bit back from where I maybe used to be, but felt like I should be able to do it.
Yeah.
And I was just so far off it. Like from the first kilometer, the first few kilometers, I was just like, oh my God, I'm nowhere near that. And it felt so hard.
Yeah.
And it's so, I forgot how like, I'm so excited to be back running, but I forgot how mentally hard it is when you're so much worse than you were a few months ago, pre-injury, pre-running break, whatever.
Yeah. It's hard to kind of like give yourself a break and just be like,
you just constantly compare yourself to what you were like. And it's like very demoralizing.
Yeah.
A better mindset would be like, it's exciting because I know I can like, now you're...
improve on that.
Once you're in the build and you're feeling like you're improving every week, like that's really motivating. But right now I'm just like looking up at that and thinking like, okay,
how on earth am I going to get there?
Way to go.
Yeah. Did you do it with anyone?
I did it with Edo. Yeah. Okay, so that made a big difference. Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like if you're doing sessions and you're not feeling great, if you're by yourself, you kind of get in your own head a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, I do at least anyway.
It would have been so much worse by myself. Yeah. That is like, and that's why I was saying it wasn't like a bad run. It was still really fun. I still beat Edo, so that's the main thing.
That's the main thing.
In a session, which is not a race, but no, like by the
end. It is when there are boys involved.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. By the end, I was warming up into it and feeling a little bit better. And so I was like, I'm going to try and get down to a bit of a better pace.
Yeah.
I was gassed by the end of it. I was like, I probably didn't need to push myself that hard, but.
At least you started to feel better towards the end.
Yeah. That's actually true. We'll have to do an episode one day on post-injury mindset. And I would love to speak to someone who has good strategies for like the self-talk in those kind of runs or just people who have been through it a bunch of times and can talk to that. It's brutal.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those things that it's
which we
like,
both have been through it a few times. Yeah. We should actually be good at it by now.
The main topic of this week is the pre-run routine. So what you do before you go out and start your run. Some of you may be surprised these even exist. Some of you might have yours down to a fine art. Pretty much everyone that we've spoken to has a different pre-run routine.
So we'll talk about a few different considerations within a pre-run routine. We'll talk about fueling, so what you should be eating to set yourself up for the best run possible. We'll talk about how you physically set yourself up for a run, and we'll talk about training your gut to make sure that there are no disasters on the run. There's nothing worse.
Very true. We'll talk about dropping the kids off at school before you go for a run.
Beautifully put. Basically the goal of a pre-run routine is how you can set yourself up for the best run possible, and the way that we'll talk through each of these elements is by walking through our own pre-run routines and how we think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even how our own pre-run routines have evolved over the years. Now that we're getting old.
Yeah.
No, just joking.
Old and weak trunks.
Old and weak trunks. Help.
Yeah.
So in terms of fueling, what should we be doing before your run?
So, big disclaimer. Not experts on this, but we'll talk from... I went and saw a dietitian about a year ago who gave me a lot of feedback on my diet. So I can talk about that. And then we'll just talk about our own like learnings in terms of what we do. So the advice that I was given about eating before running is that mostly that you should do it. No, I never used to eat before I ran.
Neither.
I always worried about like how that would make my tummy feel. And it just felt like more time. And
yeah, I was going to say, I feel like I use that time to sleep rather than like wait for the toast,
exactly,
the bread to be toasted.
Yeah. But this dietitian basically had a massive intervention with me being like, running before you eat, A, will make you feel much better in your runs.
Wait, eating before you run?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm. And running before you eat. Eating before you run will make you feel way better in your run.
Mm.
You will be able to train better because of that. And you're way less likely to get injured.
Yeah.
And then you'll just feel way better throughout the day because you haven't gotten to a state of like energy depletion. It's not the technical term, but that's essentially what it is.
Yeah.
And the general advice that she gave me was if you're running for anywhere over than kind of 30 to 40 minutes area, you have to be having some carbs at least.
Yeah.
Like carbs were the key. It was a big piece of feedback there, carbs pre-run.
Yeah.
And then there's a whole topic there about like carbs during run, fueling during runs, which we'll touch on another time because that's just the whole.
Yeah.
But yeah, basically the key takeaway was it's incredibly important that you eat before you run for all those reasons. And it does have implications for how you should be training your gut before you run as well. Because the other reason you should eat before you run from a training your gut perspective is before you race, you really should be eating before you race. And you don't want the first time you eat before you run to be on race day.
Yeah.
So it's all about experimenting with different things. Mm. How soon before you run should you eat? How much should you eat? What kind of things make you feel good, etc.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So what are a few kind of different options that
people could have
beforehand?
I think it's all about carbs.
Yeah.
And it's about, to come back to one of our earlier episodes, we talk about, you know, different systems you can set up that will help motivate you to run.
Yeah.
And so ideally it's something that you look forward
you
to.
Like.
For example, Vegemite Zayos. No, or toast. I'm a big, big toast fan.
Mm.
I've recently been having like a protein shake that has carbs in it.
Oh, pre-run.
Yeah. And it's not super heavy on the protein.
Is that like milk based?
No.
No.
No, okay. It's a vegan one.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I don't know if I'd be able to have it.
Yeah. And it's good because I feel like I hydrate a bit as well.
Yeah.
So that's fueling. And what should you do to prepare your body for the run, Anna?
Because you probably know, like some runs just click and you're smooth the whole way, whereas other runs for the entire run, you're like not really feeling it at all. But a good way to have the best possible chance to have a good run, a lot of research has suggested that the pre-run activation exercise really helps to not only prevent injury, but also to make your run as enjoyable as possible and also get the most out of your run. So before you do a session, you're going to do a little jog warm up. But I feel like what actually gets overlooked, I'm talking from my own experience, is the muscle activations. And this actually prepares your body for a specific set of demands that is to follow. And then these specific muscle groups help establish the movement patterns.
I've never thought about it that
way. So getting a little sciencey. So research has found that by doing activation-based exercises that are designed for a specific muscle group will in turn reinforce the brain-body connection, which will then mean that you're actually using the correct muscles when you do start running because they've obviously woken
that
up.
Makes so much sense.
Yeah, yeah. So
it's like this is why people do like glute activations because you want your glutes to be firing rather than like your hip flex.
So all in all, you better do them. And it's not as though you have to be a certain speed. They help everyone. And they're also a really good way if you're coming back from injury to make sure that you are coming back and using the right muscles to run.
And preventing injury as well.
Exactly.
And when you say activations, like what do you mean? What are they?
So this is the thing that I find hard because I reckon pre this year, I've always been like, oh, I should do them, but I don't really know what to do. I just know that I should do them. But even if you don't have a band or any equipment, you can literally do it if you're driving to wherever you're going for a run to meet a friend. Yeah. You can get there like even 2 minutes earlier and just do a couple of exercises. So it's as quick as typing into YouTube pre-run activations. There are hundreds that come up. I've been using this one. They've actually just developed an app called the 4Runners app.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Heaps of like sequences that you can do. And it's got like pre and post, and also would probably have a trunk stability on there as well. So anyone can do it. It will be beneficial no matter how fast or slow you are.
So let's talk about your pre-run routine. Talk us through, what are you doing? How long before your run does your alarm go off?
Well, I would say I've actually got it down to a fine art.
Yeah, okay.
Because this is also crazy. I feel like minutes in the morning are so much more valuable.
Oh, yeah. One morning minute is like 15.
Yeah. Like, there is not one night that I'm rushing to get to bed.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Yeah. Whereas in the morning, I will cut it so fine to the minute that if anything actually goes wrong, there's no flexibility to actually still be on time. Yeah. But yeah, I feel like my run routine in the morning's changed. I used to have everything ready, clothes out. I always go straight to work from a run, had everything organized, and would literally roll out of bed, brush my teeth, and leave. So I would wake up on the drive to the run.
Wow, yeah.
Which, now that I'm saying that out loud, that's probably not that safe. But I'd pump some Taylor Swift or something in the car. And then once I got to wherever we were going to run, I'd be ready.
Yeah.
Whereas, now I have really found a big difference in eating before running in terms of the quality of the session and then also how I recover from it.
Oh, yeah.
So now I always wake up like 15, 20 minutes before I start running.
Okay.
So everything's still ready the night before.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like in the fridge. But
15, 20 minutes. Do you snooze your alarm? What do you do?
Nah, I can't snooze. If I snooze, I'm not getting up.
You don't leave yourself any time for snoozing. Nah. Yep. And do you literally roll straight out of bed, or are you on your phone for a few minutes?
Nah, I pretty much roll straight out of bed. So majority of the time, my partner doesn't get up. Actually, I shouldn't say that. He does get up a lot.
Yeah.
Shout out to you, Dave. But I'm normally up earlier than him. So I try to be as quiet as a mouse because I don't want to wake him up. So I grab my bundle of clothes and sneak out the bedroom door and then go down to the living room and get changed and whatnot. And then, put the toast on, then brush my teeth. I know, a bit random because you should probably be brushing after you have a piece of toast. And then as soon as I get the toast down, I'm like on my bike and gone.
So you roll straight into toast into running.
Yep.
One piece of toast.
One piece of toast.
And that that never bothers you while you run.
No. I think it used to, but I think I've just sort of...
You get used to it.
Yeah. I literally, every single running route, I know where the bathroom is.
It's critical. It's so important.
Yeah. And I think it's not really spoken about. A few girlfriends and myself were talking about it today and how one of them was saying that they wake up half an hour earlier before they run, purely just so they can go to the toilet.
Yeah.
Because they need that time to have a coffee and
get things moving.
Whereas I'm not that efficient. Like, I need
some running.
I need some running. Yeah. I need some bouncing along.
But it's still, I feel like it can take a while to get to the level of predictability where you know this is what I need and this is how much time I need.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You gotta work to get there, to get a level of consistency. Your body knows, I'll get this food here, I'll start running, and then you start to be able to predict it a little bit.
Yeah.
Which, again, great for race day.
Yeah, exactly. That's my pre-run routine.
So no stretching?
No stretching, no. Yeah. I do want to get better at this, though. As I said before, the research that I've done over the last couple of days highlights the importance. Dynamic stretching alongside the activations, it's good to do some dynamic stretching, which is essentially just moving while stretching rather than statically, you're just holding one stretch in place.
What about mobility? Do you do any rolling or anything like that?
Not really, no.
Wow.
But I'm trying to be better.
It's rookie.
I know. Maybe this is why I get injured a lot. But yes, I'll challenge myself before each run to do activations and a little bit of mobility. I'll do it for 3 weeks once I'm running again. I'll do it each run for 3 weeks.
Okay. So episode 7.
Yeah, and I'll tell you if I think it makes a difference.
Yeah.
What is your pre-run routine?
I'd say definitely depends a little bit on what kind of run I'm doing.
Yeah.
But I like to leave at least 30 minutes.
Wow.
Yep.
30 minutes.
30 minutes, I'd say, would be the absolute minimum. Even if I'm just doing a 30-minute run.
Yeah, okay.
It's
a lot of time.
It's a lot of time.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're getting up very, very early.
Yeah.
But...
So, what do you do in the 30 minutes? Because to me, that's so long.
Yeah, or 30... Honestly, it's been more 35 recently.
Yeah, okay.
So similar to you, I've got everything set up the night before.
Yeah.
First thing I do... So it's all about optimizing. I don't like to eat too close to when I run.
Yeah.
So I want to get the food in as early as possible.
Mm.
So I basically get up, I turn the kettle on and I put some toast on, or I put some grab some sayos or whatever. And I'll start doing while the kettle's boiling, again, optimizing every second, here, I'll start.
Morning minutes worth.
Yeah, honestly.
They also go so fast, the minutes in the morning.
Oh, yeah, 30 minutes, no time at all. And so I'll, while my kettle's boiling, I'll start doing my pre-run activations.
Yeah.
I always start with some band work.
Yeah, and what do you do?
I do. My auntie has recently given me like all these exercise. My auntie and I have the same physio, and that physio gave my auntie all these like band exercises. They're all glute activation. It's like, and a tiny bit of core.
Yeah,
but it's so it's basically like crab walks. It's, I don't know how to describe them, but you're standing up with a band around your ankles and you're like pushing one foot outwards.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Then it's like some like wider leg squats with the band around my knees and like keeping the knees out.
Yeah.
Hip bridges. Or each for literally like 20 seconds each. Like I'm not doing it for long, or maybe 30 seconds each. And then kettle boils. I normally have like a very small cup of tea.
Yeah.
Because I don't want too much water.
Is that just because you really like the taste of tea and it's warm?
Yeah. It's because I love tea and that helps me like be excited to get up in the morning. So I'll normally, yes, have some toast, some sayos, some Kruskets, whatever I've got. This week it's been English muffins.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know if they have gluten-free English muffins, so you might have never partaken. Okay, so yeah, I do my band work. Then while I'm eating and sipping on my tea, I often move into some foam rolling.
Oh.
Second part of
foam rolling before you run.
Oh, it is.
Interesting.
It has changed the game
for
me, pre-run. I started doing it because when I was getting shin splints, I got given the advice of roll your calves out because your calves are tight and they're pulling on your shin.
Yeah.
So it's like quick thing to do before you run, roll your calves out. And then when I had ITB pain, it was like release your TFL, release your hip.
Yeah.
And then I just started realizing basically the premise behind rolling is you're increasing blood flow.
Mm.
And so it means that when you start running, there's already good blood flow in those tight areas. It's probably a terrible explanation, but that's how I think of it in my mind. And then if I have time, I do a little bit of stretching, but just mostly like trying to open up my hips. I feel like stretching's low priority.
Yeah.
And then it's like shoes on, bathroom.
Oh, okay. So you wait right until the end.
Well, that's when I'm ready.
Yeah.
That's when I'm ready. Is this way too much information for our listeners? They did not ask for this detailed insight into our
episode 4. Let's talk about poo.
But yeah, and then I'm out the door. What's the most extreme pre-run routine you know about?
Oh, actually, I found out something. This is rogue.
Okay.
Chloe, one of our running girlfriends, lovely girl.
Shout out, Chloe.
I was asking her about her pre-run routine, and she was almost a bit cocky about how quick she is. She just rolls out of
bed. She's got a bit of smugness about her.
Yeah, she's so smug. She's
like, don't need a pre-run routine.
Yeah, look at me go. Anyway,
la-dee-da.
Well, so she rolls out of bed, puts her running stuff on. Guess what the one thing she does before her run?
Bathroom?
No.
Brush teeth?
No. She straightens her hair.
No, she does not.
She straightens
her hair. In her pre-run routine.
In her pre-run routine. Because she claims that her hair is frizzy from the day before.
That is fake news.
And that is fake news. Because let me tell you listeners who don't know Chloe, she's probably the most glowing girl. Skin, hair, everything.
Oh, personality.
Personality.
All of the
above. Anyway, she straightens her hair.
Wow.
Yeah.
Revealed.
I know.
We found you out, Chloe.
She's probably never going to tell me anything again.
Oh my gosh. I'd be so, now I'm so interested into what like weird pre-run.
Yeah.
Because they don't have anything unusual that they do.
Yeah.
Brushing your teeth pre-food is a bit, is that just because you don't have time
after? Yeah.
Do you put the toast on and then brush your teeth?
Yeah.
So it's a time optimizer.
It's a time thing.
I have a friend, Leish, who has been mentioned in every episode so far, I think, often showers pre-run.
Showers?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, and she would be getting up so early. I don't know if she still does it in London.
Well, just
she
to wake herself up?
She probably does as a weirdo. She just loves the pre-run shower. I think like, she's in no rush ever, Leish.
Yeah,
it's a
great
thing about Leish. And so she just would get up with plenty of time, just jump in the shower.
Mm.
So I'd be so interested. Listeners, hit us up if you have any weird pre-run routines because now I'm
I find it quite interesting. One more of the rogue pre-run routines. Actually, it's not that rogue, but it's just a bit sad. Maybe this is just an excuse because he doesn't want to come run with me in the morning. He says that the reason why he doesn't come for a run is because he has to get up an hour before he runs in order to go to the bathroom beforehand.
Maybe we do need to do an episode on managing this, like, going to the bathroom dynamic.
Yeah, and like how to do it. It's
like an unspoken challenge with running.
Yeah.
And I'd be interested to hear if there is anyone else who has that almost like anxiety pre-run.
I've
got to make sure I leave enough time.
Well, also the gut-brain axis works in the sense that the more stressed you are, the probably less likely you are to actually be able to go to the bathroom.
Gut-brain axis. That's silly yak chat.
that's some silly yak chat.
Anna, can you tell us about our weekly weapon?
Yes. So our weekly weapon is living in Antarctica at the moment. She's a doctor and she's just run a marathon in Antarctica. So she was just off getting the world record for it.
Yeah. No way. That is cool.
I know. Anyway, so we've got Jessie on the line. Hey, Jessie.
How are you, Jessie?
I'm really well, thanks.
Jessie, where are you joining us from?
I am joining you from Antarctica at one of the Australian Antarctic Division stations down on this southern continent.
That is so cool. And what are you doing down there?
I am one of the station doctors here. I've been here since the end of October and I am heading out back to civilization in March this year.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool. So the reason why you are our weapon for the week is we've heard on the grapevine that you might have completed a marathon down in Antarctica recently. Is this true?
It is true. It was an incredible day out and I would highly recommend if anyone has the opportunity to try and make that happen. It was definitely a bucket list item for all of us who completed it on the day.
So was it a formal organized event? You weren't just kind of setting out to do one on your own?
No, it wasn't a formal event. It was organized by a group of us keen runners here on station. So we've had a social run club here on station as a great way to keep people motivated and exercising and social connectivity while we are all here working and living for the summer. And for many of us, we'd always wanted to run a marathon here. And so it was only a few days beforehand that we actually decided on our date and got planning. There's obviously a lot of logistics to have a safe marathon undertaking in Antarctica. We put all of those together and got all the required approvals and all five of us that started were able to finish, which was really special.
Oh my gosh, amazing.
That's so good. And how did you do it? And what was it actually like running that far in Antarctica?
Yes, so we marked out a 3.8K loop that we ran laps on. And the reason that we did that was that we were doing it at a base that had a bathroom, had a warm shelter there. We had some tubs out that had drinks and snacks and some motivational music. And also as a safety point, like we were carrying radios, but having us all stick together and come back to that same sort of spot was to make sure that everyone stayed lovely and safe in the very extreme environments we get down here. Wow. And in terms of the weather and sort of the terrain that we were on, we were very fortunate. It was a lovely clear day. It was about minus 10 degrees, only sort of 5 to 10 knot winds. We had a nice pretty firm surface that had just had a few centimetres of snow overnight. So our calves definitely felt it next day.
Yeah.
But as far as weather conditions go, it was pretty perfect down here.
So what shoes did you wear?
I didn't actually bring any running specific or like any snow specific trail shoes, but I just had my Hoka Speed Goats on and they did the trick.
That's amazing.
Would you do another one?
Definitely. I would definitely like to have a crack. I'd just like to say that I would 100% recommend more training and everything before
following
this.
Yeah. I can imagine, though, being down there, it'd be hard to get training runs in without probably driving yourself a little bit crazy.
Yes, definitely. And so a lot of us end up running on the treadmill here.
Yeah.
Also, once again, with safety being in Antarctica, there's station limits, which are areas that you're allowed to go or move around station.
This is probably a silly question, but when you talk about the safety measurements that you need to have in place, what are the main dangers? Is it the change in ice or is it animals or getting lost?
Yeah, great question. There's a few different things. So obviously the coldness first, so it's always, even in the middle of summer here, it's usually well below zero. And there's often winds, which makes the wind chill factor of the air temperature a lot lower. The weather can change really dramatically here. So the day might start off clear and blue sky, but could end in a complete blizzard and whiteout. People can get lost very easily depending on where on the continent you are. There might be like crevasse fields or other sort of landscape dangers or changing terrain that could make things difficult. And then I guess the impacts, if you have any of those or if you were to get injured off station, I guess we're all here to try and support the science that happens here. And if you get lost or injured and a search party has to come out to look after you, we've only got a small volume of people and vehicles, so then everything else on station could be affected.
Well, it's certainly a lot more considerations than we need to think about when we're setting out for a run in Melbourne. It's so impressive. If you have any video footage from it, we'd love to see and we'll share it with the listeners.
Yeah, that would be great.
Oh, I was just sending some things through to you guys.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for having me on.
No worries. Well done. And yeah, good luck for the rest of your time down there.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks.
Bye. Bye. Okay, running wreck of the week. Anna, what have you got for me?
So I've gone a little bit off track this week. I've got a running wreck and a fun fact.
Okay.
If I'm allowed.
Okay. Cool. Allowed.
All right. Approved. So which one would you like first?
I'd like a fun fact.
Fun fact. Okay.
Maybe if it's a good fun fact, it can be a new segment.
True.
Fun running facts for that.
Fun running facts. So my fun fact for this week is America, to pick their Olympic marathon team, they have one race. So
trials.
Yeah. Anyway, so the American Olympic trials were on last weekend in Orlando, Florida. So out of the field who was like partaking in the Olympic marathon trials, there were nearly 2 dozen mums in that race.
Wow. And is it hard to get into the race?
So it's really hard to get into the race. To get in, you have to, I think they've low, you have to run like a crazy time. I think it's like under 240 or maybe even a bit faster.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And so
that is already, you're an elite athlete.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so out of the top 12 place getters in the women's race, 5 of them are mums.
What?
Yeah.
We've got to do some sort of investigative piece on why are mums so good at running.
I know. And also, it's just so inspirational because I feel like when I was a kid, there was a whole mentality of when you became a mum, everything else fell off to the wayside. But I just find it so inspirational. 5 of the top 12 were all mums.
That is wild.
That's a little fun fact. Power to the girls. And my running rec comes from listener Indy this week. And she said watchless runs, which...
Watchless runs?
Watchless runs. So what you do... I mean, self-explanatory, really. Leave your watch at home.
Talk us through it.
Go for, I don't know, however long you're running for, if it's 20 minutes, if it's 40 minutes.
How do you even know? I guess maybe plan your route out beforehand.
Yeah, I guess. Or, yeah, I mean...
Does it matter?
It doesn't really matter. I know that one of my friends, she'll still take her phone and just run. She'll set like a 15-minute timer kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so then it will just beep at 15 minutes and that's when she turns around.
Isn't it crazy that like 5 years ago all of our runs would have been watchless runs and now I can't even fathom. I'm like, how would it be on Strava? How would like it be on...
How's everyone going to know?
Yeah,
that I
like how my coach know? Like how will I track it with my weight, you know? Like,
yeah, exactly.
Maybe we should challenge ourselves to do...
A watchless run.
Next week if you're running.
Yeah, hopefully I'm running.
I'll do one.
I'm touching wood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
My head.
Yeah.
Actually, I've got another wreck. Sorry.
Oh my God. She's gone rogue.
I've gone crazy. So as you know, I'm dog sitting at the moment. A really, really cute Aussie shepherd who I am in love with.
Probably
anyway,
kidnapped.
Yeah. I'm plotting a way that he can stay with me forever.
Yeah.
This is from listener Monique, where she's recommended to get a dog.
To get a dog?
Yeah.
To just in general?
Just in general. She said, which I've never really thought about, but it's so true. You need to go out and take it for a walk probably twice a day, which means you're actually getting out of the house.
Yeah. So if you want to get into running, get a dog.
Get a dog. Easy.
Great strategy.
Yeah. What is your running rec?
This is a great tip from listener Matt, which is if you're doing a session, which when we say session, we're talking about a kind of faster run. It might be interval run. It might be a tempo run. His tip is program the run into your watch beforehand.
Mm.
I only started doing this in the last few months, and it is so, so useful. So let's say, I'll give you an example, break it down for you.
Am I looking a little confused?
Let's say you're doing 5 400-meter,
yeah,
5 by 400 meters,
yeah,
with a 1 minute jog in between each of them.
Yeah.
Normally, I'd be like looking at my watch to be like, okay, I've done 400 meters. So I'm checking it like every 50 meters. I'm just kind of monitoring. Yeah. And then I'm checking again, recalculating my head.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I know. I do this every week.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, you go into the training part of your Garmin, and then you go workouts, and then you create a workout.
Create it. You do it all there. Then you transfer it across to your watch.
Yeah.
And then when you hit start, you select that workout, and then it'll beep at you to tell you. So it completely changes the session experience from having to like, I was having to literally check it all the time. Yeah.
I love that rack.
Very handy.
Probably a little more handier than, and a little bit more easy than getting a dog.
Well, yeah, we like to provide a range of options for our listeners. And as we're learning, there's no bad recommendations because your sports bra, phone in sock in sports bra, it's gone viral, I would say. It's so funny to me that people are listening to that and being like, oh my God.
That is so, either that, they're being super supportive, or they're sending it to their friends being like,
that
take
is
a look
so
at this
true.
Nutter.
Some people are like, why would have you heard of this? A running belt?
Yeah. Like, you freaking moron.
Yeah. But yeah, no bad tips really.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's about it. Thank you so much, listeners. As usual, remember to find us on socials. Instagram.
Cheeky Run Club.
Cheeky Run Club. We'd love to hear some feedback. We're 4 episodes in. What are you liking? What do you want to hear more of?
Yeah.
It's been so awesome to hear from so many listeners so far. So jump on, give us a follow, and let us know what you think.
Yeah. If you can, please like us on
please
on Spotify or iTunes, wherever you listen to the podcast. It makes a big difference for us. And
our self-esteem.
and our self-esteem.
It makes us feel really good about
ourselves. Yeah, yeah. Just wanted, again, to say thank you so much for everyone who's listening to us. We are having so much fun, and we can't wait to be in your ears next Monday.
Happy running.
Happy running. Bye.
Or resting.
Or resting.
Happy trunk exercising.
'Cause Dan Batterillo gets up like an hour beforehand.
Okay, you drop your voice like no one else can hear you. Does he? Why?
So we can go to the toilet. Yeah. Freaking moron's not a swear word, is it?
No.
No.
Cool. Good to check though.
Good to check. Yeah.